Welcome to Lead with Hope, your doTERRA educational and business mentoring podcast. I'm Amanda Boddick, walking my talk from consultant to presidential diamond, sharing my aha moments with you along the way. Because we have the power to change the world one drop of essential oil at a time. And that change starts with you. Hey friends, and welcome to Lead with Hope. This is Amanda Boddick, bringing you episode, drum roll please, that was my drum roll, number two. Well done. So this episode today is for my beautiful life coach, health coach, business coach friends. I see you, I feel you, I feel like I'm kind of part one of you, which we'll talk about in a moment. And I really wanted to share with you some thoughts that I've had, you know, for the last 6 months, transitioning from my own owned and operated business, particularly that was focused on online, and into my network marketing business. And some things that I've noted and seen and you might find interesting to consider when, you know, as you build your coaching businesses. First up though, you know, I'm an essential oil lover, doTERRA essential oil lover, very important. And I wanted to share with you what I've been using a lot today. And funnily enough, it's Old Faithful peppermint. I know, peppermint is, I don't know, it's not necessarily the most exciting one, although it's definitely more exciting than lavender. I know that most people, regardless of whether you've been into essential oils or not, most people have experienced some form of lavender in their lives. But peppermint, you know, yeah, peppermint, peppermint. Say that 10 times fast. But I've really, really been liking peppermint the last couple of days. And it's really funny, you know, if you're an essential oil lover like myself, how, you know, as your options build of what essential oils you can, you know, reach to, sometimes one will sit there for a little while and you haven't reached for them in a little while. And then you go, oh, I haven't used peppermint in a while. And I picked him up today and I was just, oh, he's so good. Peppermint is so refreshing. I mean, you guys know this, right? If you've had any type of peppermint, mint, or gum, or toothpaste, that's why they put it in there, I guess. But, you know, the doTERRA peppermint, it's so clear and cool and crisp and just so the essence of mint, which I guess is what you want from a pure therapeutic essential oil. So peppermint is really great for focus. That's what I've been using for today. I've been feeling a little bit fuzzy in my head. And let me put my hand up. I will admit it's probably because the last couple of weeks of a little bit of gluten creeping into my diet again. I personally find at the moment with my leaky gut issues that as soon as gluten starts creeping into my diet, I start getting a little bit fuzzy in the head. Yet today and yesterday, I was determined to not let this fuzziness get in the way of, yeah, me changing the world. You know, it's a big statement, but that's true. That's where I'm coming from, guys. So yeah, so using the peppermint. Sorry, I just needed to take a moment. Let me just take a moment, guys. Okay, that might have been a little bit weird. Sorry, guys. I just realized I was sitting a lot in my head. I was like, oh, I'm sitting so far into my head. I needed to really drop down into my body. Drop down. You can hear it in my voice. I'm there now. Dropped in, down into my feminine space, my womb space, whatever you want to call it. And I just need to feel a little bit more grounded, a little bit more physically connected, and I'm here and it's much better. So thank you for giving me a moment there. So peppermint, yes. I have been feeling a little bit unfocused, and yet I was determined to really have a productive few days, which I have some big lessons, which is great, you know. My mind just went in five different places then. I know, killer podcast. So peppermint, it's really great for focus. Oh my goodness, guys, put a little bit on your temples. If you can handle it undiluted or just dilute it a little bit, you can put it in a roller and dilute it. You can actually get peppermint already diluted in a roller, and it's called Peppermint Touch. If you love it that much, in fact, I might actually put that in my next order. Here we go. Brainstorming my next order with you guys. Peppermint's really refreshing and clearing and calming to the senses, but it doesn't send you asleep. In fact, it more, as the name suggests, peps you up. And peppermint's really good if you kind of, you know, from the emotional perspective, peppermint is really, really great if you're feeling a little bit disheartened, and it helps you rediscover the joy of being alive. But if it's used to escape avoiding dealing with emotional pain, it can hinder growth and progress. Let me tell you, this is why I go on and off peppermint oil, because sometimes I rely on him a little bit too heavily, because, you know, the first day or two, you know, he's the oil of the buoyant heart and I will feel like that, but then I will feel the emotional pain that I need to move through, and I'm like, nope, I don't want to feel it. Let's go back to the good old peppermint day that I had yesterday. And yeah, I will actually feel that emotionally, which is, it's crazy. I know. I used to listen to people like me and just think, oh yeah, whatever. and I know that's terrible. But now I really, really do feel the subtleties. The subtleties of who I am and energy and how these doTERRA essential oils work for us, not just physically, but emotionally. And I mean, that's a whole other rabbit hole, isn't it? We'll do another episode on that. Right now, I would love to speak to my beautiful coaches out there. My beautiful life coaches, health coaches, business coaches. I will tell you, my heart sits with you a little bit. Like, you totally have my heart. I love what you do. I love your industry. It just fills me up with absolute joy. I feel like it's something that I personally am going to explore more, because this idea of coaching is, you know, really, you know, what it comes down to, as you guys know, is helping people to move through whatever they need to move through to become their best selves. And that's incredible. And I know that we've had, or it may feel like we've had, such an influx of life coaching in the last few years. Yet I don't think we need to be afraid of that or fearful. I think that that has happened because the world is begging for us all to evolve and to grow, absolutely begging for it. And even just one person going through an incredible training, and maybe they don't make a business of it, but they've got the skills and knowledge, I know that life coaching elevates people so much. It elevates our consciousness, our intellect. And I read somewhere something about vibrations. Oh, I really shouldn't tell anecdotes when I don't remember the full story. But I remember reading somewhere that a scientist back in like the 30s created this incredible scale about human vibration, our human frequency, and humans, just an individual vibrating at the highest frequency, which was like 700, was the equivalent of like 1,000 human beings vibrating like less than 200. Something crazy like that. I may have exaggerated the story, but that blew my mind. So whoever's listening, whoever you are, whether you are simply coaching yourself, you know, putting yourself through some self-development, or you are currently building a life coaching business or looking to, like, props to you. I love you, because when we're moving this high vibe of the human frequency up, this is what's going to save the world, guys. I want to share with you a little bit about my ideas for how we can mix this industry up. As you might have cottoned on to, like, I really love the industry of life coaching. I have worked with coaches previously and just gotten such a kick out of the product, or experience, I should say. I'm definitely the kind of person who feels like, you know, I will be a life coach, if that makes sense. And I think we make the best clients because we, like, really eat up the theory. We really eat up the process because we just love the experience. And then we want to share it with other people. That's totally who I am. That's totally what I experienced in my previous business too. So my wedding planning business, which I, you know, built for just under 4 years. Oh my God, that blows my mind. One of the things I realized really quickly into the process was when I started building my business, I was like, oh, you know, maybe I don't quite know what I'm doing, and a little bit of training and development might be helpful. And I dived on into some trainings. One standout particularly was B School. If you've heard it, Marie Folio. Hola to my B School friends. And I just lapped it up from there. Everything and anything. And still, to this day, I absolutely love anything about new ideas and growth and yada, yada, yada. And I considered, you know, pursuing business coaching particularly because I guess I'm trying to, you know, highlight my experience with this a little bit so you don't think, gosh, why is this woman trying to give me bloody advice? She's not a life coach. But I will say that in my last business, I loved the business side of things so much. And because I worked in a creative industry, I could see that so many of my peers really didn't like the business side of things. And I really wanted to flex my knowledge muscles a bit and really share with people my perspective and what I learned and my strategies and all that sort of stuff, because I really felt I had a good handle on the business side of things. And so I put a few packages together and approached people, and, you know, of course the inevitable happened. I just couldn't get anybody willing to pay. In fact, I offered packages from around, you know, $300 mark to packages that were, you know, 6 months of mentoring for around $3,000. And, you know, who knows? You know, it all worked out. I can understand, you know, why I wasn't moved to pursue that path, like why the universe didn't set that up for me. It's totally fine. And yet I could see how, you know, what you guys must be experiencing is that people, they love your help, right? But to get paying customers sometimes can be difficult. That being said, I know we create our own outcomes, so we've got to be careful of our own thoughts, and that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, particularly if you are just starting out, I know that there are training colleges that recommend, what's the word? Oh, you know, like you do one-on-one free, you know, group coaching with people. And in fact, a woman reached out in one of my Facebook groups and asked if she could get any volunteers. And I totally put my hand up. I was like, You sound incredible. Totally coach me. One of the things that I have noticed about life coaches for me is, I don't know about you, but I feel like so many life coaches or business coaches or health coaches, the way, quote unquote, the business, the way you need to do it as a business is to really have a strong brand and a strong online presence, particularly. Obviously, get in touch if you think I've got it wrong, but this is just what I'm seeing. And that brand means a lot of free content. And I see people trying to monetize through online workshops and programs, which is awesome. Like, online workshops have their place. I see people trying to monetize doing podcasts and advertising on their podcasts, which again is the right avenue for some people. I guess when we're talking about, you know, different avenues for your business, I truly, truly do believe that we're all called, you know, a certain business model works for one person and doesn't work for another person because that other person is being called to something else. And what I wanted to present is an idea for you here in case this is something that you might be called to as well. Because in the traditional area of coaching, you're selling your time basically one-on-one, right? Time for money, etc. We can reduce that a little bit with group trainings, but it's still a lot of just that traditional exchange of time for money. And I know there's a lot of talk about passive income with online products, yet having worked in an online business and been in that environment, I can tell you that I don't believe in the passive side of it. It's certainly not what I experienced. If you stop, a lot of the time it stops. And yeah, so that's just a little tidbit for you there. In my business now, I advocate for the use of doTERRA essential oils. And so we are set up in what is known as a network marketing or a multi-level marketing business model. And in this business model, it is and has and does work to create what we call passive income. Because when we offer an oil to a customer, we're getting more than that just one-on-one exchange. As our community grows, we get a return on that growth that's compounded, and it compounds over time. It's a very, very, very basic description to you. And once our community grows to a certain point, someone like myself, once my community is there, I will receive that residual income of the sale of products for life. It's locked in. It's kind of like, I think, like being a shareholder of the company. Once you reach a certain rank, as we call it, you become a shareholder of the company, and you get paid dividends regardless. And those dividends are quite substantial. Now, I want you to put aside any baggage or misconceptions you might have about multi-level marketing. This is some things we can talk about another time. What I want to open your mind to is how this incredible product, these doTERRA essential oils, can actually elevate your coaching business and help you to do what you love without it having to be a constant struggle to book the clients and get the one-on-one work. And you know, that struggle where when you stop, your business stops. Because, like, I want you to think of it like this. When you are coaching someone, you're offering them tools and strategies. There was a bit of a exclamation on the tools there. But yeah, you're offering them tools and strategies, right? And these tools and strategies are wide, you know, they're wide-ranging. We talk about, you know, mindset and nutrition and exercise. And what people are paying for is, well, I mean, you know what people are paying you for the expertise, being able to present that to them, to mirror that to them, to give them the ideas, the clarity, mirroring back to them what you see to help them grow. With these beautiful doTERRA essential oils, they are such an incredible tool for personal growth. Because when we use them, they support our bodies to function optimally. And what that means is that we're switched on, we're fired up, we're physically better than we were before. And in that space, we actually start thinking clearly and moving. I felt like I was going to fall into a cliche this. I was like, don't talk in cliches. But yeah, we become a better person simply from the physical support. And I know we touched on it at the beginning of the show, but emotionally, it's so hard to explain the emotional resonance these oils have, other than, I guess, to speak again to frequency. They really do elevate our vibrations. And, and that's probably getting into a little bit of the spiritual there too, and it can help with that. Emotions are a mix of chemical and mystical, as it were, reactions. So we know it's part physical as well. So using these oils to support emotional health is incredible too. And for me, they've been the catalyst for change in my life. I was totally that person, and maybe you've ever had a client like me who week after week after week would say, I want to achieve, I want to stop drinking that red wine, I want to start exercising, and then I just don't do it. And it's like bashing my head against the wall, even just listening to myself. And then these oils were introduced to me, and they have just been such an incredible foundation for uplifting me in so many ways and helping me to create a strong, sturdy mindset that I'm now doing, saying, and creating things and participating in things and achieving things that just blow my mind. I mean, it's so funny. So many people in my life are commenting that they feel like I've just come alive, and I feel that too. So coming back to you as a life coach, a business coach, a health coach, doesn't that sound like something that you could bring to your clients as a tool and another strategy for them to use? And what's so incredible about when you come into the beautiful business of doTERRA is that we have the foundation to support our clients with so much more than just the oils. In fact, when somebody comes into your community and purchases some oils from you, it's your job to mentor them. And you don't have to charge for it. Because with that mentoring, we're obviously wanting to help people learn about their oils and use their oils and implement their oils into areas that they want to create change. And all that mentoring comes for free because that's your job as a leader in doTERRA. And so when somebody purchases their oils from you and then they book in for what we call a wellness consult, that wellness consult can cover so many things. And you have the opportunity to help somebody not just with the oils, but with their mindset, with their exercise strategy, with their, nutrition. So whatever your expertise is, come at from there. And that gets me excited. It gets me excited for everyone. It gets me excited for you. It gets me excited for you. It gets me excited for me. It gets me excited about what we can create here And that people, our beautiful community, our customers who come into us, who join us, we can give them so much richness and depth to this experience. And all they need to do is in return is purchase the products and participate in using the products, I guess. And the exciting thing is that's not hard. You know, around 85% of people who purchase doTERRA oils purely do it for the oils, to use the oils personally. It's not about building a business or the business opportunity. 85% of customers. That is insane. And I want to point to you some examples of this. I know I've waffled on a bit. Get used to it, right? A really incredible example is how a life and business coach has really embraced this doTERRA opportunity and run with it is one of the ladies in my wider community called Tara Bliss. If you are in the world of doTERRA, particularly in Australia, you've likely heard of Tara Bliss. She's a presidential diamond, and she has been embraced the doTERRA business for, I think, just over 3.5 years now, maybe pushing up to 4, something like that. And Tara came into the business already having established herself as a life coach and a business coach. And she was doing the online thing and having her one-on-ones and her group sessions. And she read my mind, actually. And I saw her give this speech where she basically explained that she was missing the human connection. She was missing, that depth. And, particularly because it was behind a screen. And she was also a little bit fatigued about her having to be the star of the show. And what she's done with doTERRA essential oils is she's continued to solidify and build her foundation of her profile as a, wellness advocate, life coach, mentor. She simply shifted her focus on, the tools, the product that she was offering. And now that she's reached a certain point, which is Presidential Diamond, which is basically the highest you can go in the company before you start doubling ranks, Tara is now back with her incredible life coaching programs. And I can just see the light and the vibrancy that shines off Tara. And I do not doubt that in part it's because the doTERRA business model has given her the space and the financial certainty to create without fear, to create without, maybe there was a bit of fear. Fear never leaves, does it? But, create without a certain level of fear of this has to sell, I have to pay my bills types of fear. She worked on it for 12 months. Can you imagine? What a luxury. What an incredible luxury to build her life coaching program, her coaching program, over 12 months. Like, that is just insanely, incredibly amazing. Lucky her, right? And just recently we're in 2018. I had to think of the date, guys. At the beginning of this year in January, Tara Bliss launched the first ever round of her Rebels with Light program. And she launched it for $3,000 Australian. And it was a 12-month coaching course. I feel like that doesn't even do it justice, guys. You have to read up on about it. It's incredible. And she welcomed over 60 people into that round. And she sold it for $3,000 each. I did the math. I think that was about... Let's do the math here. I've got a second iPhone just sitting next to me because, technology. Let's do the math on that. So 60 people enrolled for $3,000 each. That's $180,000 that she made for that round. Now, like, I'm sure and I know, like, there is a point where you are so solidified in your purpose and of serving that it's like, who cares about the money? And I know that when we talk like this, of course, we're not, you know, thinking about, you know, that's that $180,000 figure is not, you know, taking into account all the advertising and the design and the development and the 12 months of time and effort that have been being put in. Like, you know, this, I'm sure there is so many blood, sweat and tears being put into that. But I can also imagine that it was such an incredible experience for Tara. You know, I do stalk her on Instagram, so I feel like I can comment on this just a little bit. I don't know it, but just a little bit. But I can imagine, like, for myself, being a presidential diamond in doTERRA and having the security of that income, what a pleasure this whole experience would have been. Just an absolute pleasure. And I want that for you guys. I want that for you. I want your incredible, incredible gifts to be shared with the world. And perhaps doTERRA is your avenue, you know? Maybe this one is your path. Maybe the online programs that haven't been successful, quote unquote, or haven't really taken off. Perhaps the grind of the one-on-one clients, or, you know, particularly if you're a life coach and you've just got so many bookings. I mean, this is not just for people who, you know, haven't got any bookings. This is people, maybe you are so frayed. You're frayed at the tips of your hair. I'm just grabbing my, you know, bloody, pardon me, my afro weird hair at the moment. Maybe it's because there's something else for you. And when you come into the fold of doTERRA, let me just say, you won't be disappointed. First and foremost, we will get you experiencing and using and getting familiar with the product. Because unlike other network marketing businesses, our product comes first. Know the product, use the product, or experience the product, love the product. And from there, it's really not hard to want to share it because of the incredible experience you're likely going to have. And then that's really when we would start talking about how we could incorporate this into your business. So it doesn't have to be straight away. In fact, I think it's not important, but I think it's quite clever if and when you come on board, we put you through my 3-month onboarding training plan. 3 months may sound like a long time. And don't worry, there's not like a whole like university course of knowledge to learn. And that's why you've got 3 months before you can start the business. But really get you solid in your oil knowledge, understanding the business, and then setting yourself up for a killer first month and, you know, get you up and running. And I know I've said this, but I just really want to highlight it back. I'm just imagining you out there, because you no longer have to worry when you're sharing these oils about sharing your knowledge and your expertise and censoring yourself because, you know, clients only get that if they buy the premium package, and I don't want to give away the baby with the bathwater, or, you know, what's the saying? Oh, here we go into the cliches. Don't want to give them, you know, nobody will buy the cow if you give them milk for free, and you're worried about giving too much expertise and nobody will pay, or whatever it is, you know. You can be free to share openly and deeply so much more. You know, perhaps more than you are now, because, you know, your financial foundation from your income comes from the oils, and the rest is just the luxury, the luxurious cherry on top that you offer your beautiful clients and your community to help them move forward in their lives through the additional mentoring and love that you have to give them. I'm excited. I'm excited about this approach and what this could do for you. So anyway, I've had a bit of a wah-wah. Let's leave it there. But before I go, let's talk about how you could do this. So like I said, we would get you started with the oils, particularly if you're in Australia, but anywhere around the world, I really highly would recommend getting started with the Home Essentials Kit. It is the top 10 oils that every home needs. And these oils are so versatile that they can help with, you know, any of your wants or needs. So regardless of your want or your need, you can go to those 10 oils and find an oil to address those concerns. So it's really, really valuable and really the best starting point for everyone, not just yourself, but also when you're teaching to really focus on those oils. So I would grab your Home Essentials Kit. Then I would set up your Loyalty Rewards Program order. Your Loyalty Rewards Program, you will receive a percentage of that order back in points. And this is a program that you do need to participate in if you want to start a doTERRA business. And we can talk about that further because, of course, when you enroll, I'll be in contact with you and we'll chat. But yes, the first Loyalty Rewards Program order that I would set up for me personally would be the Mood Management Kit, which is available in Australia. So there's four oils. They are incredible, incredible for mood management, for sleep, for the emotional highs, the emotional lows, for anxiety. These oils are incredible. So those are the two best value to really get you up and running with getting these oils and experiencing them in your life. I will put a link in the show notes, but for you here, the best, you can go to amandavodick.com/how-to-buy-doTERRA essential oils. amandavodick.com/how-to-buy-doTERRA essential oils. Now there's a hyphen in there as well. You know, how, hyphen, to, etc. That gives you the full step-by-step instructions and all the options, not just what I've explained here. It gives you the full step-by-step instructions, and it also gives you a link to my website, the doTERRA website where you order through, which is mydoterra.com/AmandaVodick. You click join and save, and then follow the prompts. The prompts might require a little bit explaining, hence why you might want to look at the step-by-step in the first URL, which I will again put in the show notes. I think we will wrap it up there. Thank you if you've gotten to the very end here. If you've got any questions, comments, please send me an email, hello@amandavodick.com. You can find me on Instagram, Amanda Vodick, Facebook, Amanda Vodick, or you can find our Facebook group called Team Hope. I just said get in contact via email. So we'll wrap it up there, guys. I've yet to come up with a closing. So I'm just going to go with an old fave. The divine in me bows to the divine in you. Namaste.
Note for listeners, I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. This podcast is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the Federal Drug Administration. This information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Any information relating to the topic of aromatherapy and essential oils is in the context of the study of aromatherapy from multiple international perspectives and the multiple approaches to aromatherapy and essential oil use internationally. No reliance should be placed on information contained or to be implied or inferred from this podcast. Information relating to your personal use of an essential oil may differ in a clinical setting or when purchasing a product and may vary region to region. While this podcast endeavors to provide accurate and helpful information to listeners, this podcast cannot take into account individual circumstances and is not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice from a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided.